From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. Orchestral, lush, elegant, those are the words often used to describe the ambient soundscapes by the British DJ and composer Simon Green, who's better known by his stage name, Bonobo. In the electronic music world, Bonobo's a star, but unlike many DJs and producers who compose and perform off their Apple laptops, Simon Green performs his music with a full band, as many as 9 musicians.
I want to try and be as representative to the process as I can, so rather than just playing back samples and sounds from a laptop, I try and break it down to the original parts that went into the process.
The voice you're hearing right now is someone who works with Simon Green. Her name is Andrea Triana. And Simon Green and Andrea Triana join me now from the studios of KEXP in Seattle as they wrap up their North American tour. Welcome.
Hey.
Simon, first to you, tell me about how you would describe your sound.
Well, it's kind of difficult to put into one genre because it's informed by many different kind of aspects of the musical spectrum. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of folk music, and then I came through getting interested in hip-hop in the 90s and then into the sort of electronic scene that was starting to blow up in the UK specifically. And yeah, I mean, it comes from all of those places, but I guess the most common description would be kind of down-tempo or electronica.
Let's listen to a song that you recently released. This is from an anniversary album from your label, and there are so many layers in this track. There's horns and vocals. Let's take a listen.
I know, yes, I know.
It's so amazing to hear this because it sounds at one point like a klezmer song or like a Balkan band, and then it goes into this electronic sound and soul sound, and that, of course, is you, Andrea Triana, on vocals, your beautiful voice.
Thank you.
What about Simon's music? I mean, I read that you didn't really know him very well or his music very well before you met him. Mm-hmm. I have to assume that you now like his music a lot.
That's all right.
What is it about his music that you think sort of brings your voice out?
I think it's the way that Si can create incredible soundscapes, really. I'm like, you know, when we're in the studio, I'm constantly amazed at kind of what he can hear, you know. I can kind of, as I said, I'm kind of quite simplistic and quite raw in the way that I make music, so I could happily do an acoustic track and then that's it, you know. But there was a track that we did, you know, and Si kind of, we went into his kitchen and got all these little trinkets and made all of these intricate sounds, and even if you listen to Black Sands, it just keeps growing the more that you hear it, you know, especially if you're on a really quiet space or on a train or something where you can really listen. All of these sounds just keep growing kind of every time that you hear it, and I just think there are very few, you know, musicians or producers that do that nowadays. So that's what I really dig, you know, kind of how he keeps moving forward, really. It's very inspiring.
I want to play a song where we hear all these different sort of layers in Andrea's voice. It's called Stay the Same.
A night train, midnight, bags gathered round my feet, possessions, some lessons to carry with me, heavy and soothing, like a gentle symphony.
Simon, can you sort of walk us through the song? What are we hearing?
There's two guitars. There's a nylon guitar plus a ukulele. There's also some affected harp and affected piano. there's also the drums sequenced, the kicks and the snares, and there's a soprano saxophone which we kind of looped and manipulated and layered. And various other sort of ambient sounds and sort of, you know, more atmospheric kind of abstract samples that sort of fill the gaps or harmonise certain parts. And of course strings.
I left it with you. A note that was discreet. I made sure I put it.
This song, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it seems almost emotionally manipulative because it really takes you someplace. It takes you, your sort of mind somewhere. Did you want to do that?
Well, yeah, I guess I always want to sort of engage emotionally in music. I mean, personally, I think, you know, people get different things from music. Some people are sort of purely concerned with kind of groove and rhythm, which obviously I am as well, but I like sense of emotional engagement with music, and if it can sort of transport to somewhere else. I mean, it's obviously I make music that I consider to be very personal, and you know, I think that the main aspect is just to keep it as human as possible.
Andrea, do you, I mean, when you're on stage, do you want to sort of create that emotional experience as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I just think when it comes from singing soul music, really. I've always maintained that I don't see a soul singer as just Aretha Franklin belting it out, you know, or Stevie Wonder. I think I see soul music as, you know, someone like Kurt Cobain, who really had that raw voice and that raw energy and put every single morsel of himself into what he was saying. And every time I sing and I'm on stage, even if I've gone to bed, you know, incredibly late and had to get up really early and I'm really haggard, you know, I still get that energy out there somehow. And I always hope that people kind of go home more moved than they came into the gigs anyway.
My guests were singer Andrea Triana and the British composer and DJ Simon Green. He's also known as Bonobo. His latest album is called Black Sands, and her debut album, just out this fall, is called Lost Where I Belong. You can see a live performance by the group at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.